Wednesday night, Or L'Chotei Iyar, I believe. Yes, tonight, yeah. And Shmai Tzashir. We're going to, I hope to finish up a few points today about the Shmai Tzashir, Shmai Tzashir Gimel Perek Zion. Then we'll go weiter, maybe, in Mitzvah Hashem. If we finish the points, we'll go weiter tomorrow. Or Sunday. We don't finish the points today. So I want to speak out the next paragraph in Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon Shkop in Shara Chazokas explains the tzad that the Shmaitza might be incorrect, meaning that the Shmaitza Svara is not as muchrach as it would seem. Rav Shimon brings a toisis that seemingly says that indeed you go Bosacheskos Heter. When there's a Suffolk Taru voice. So Rav Shimon said, we saw last night, he said that really, Taisa says, you do go Basa Chazaka, even when you have a Suffolk Taru voice. He says, because of the nature of what Chazaka is, since Chazaka is not Mavara of the Metzias, it just says like a matzav remains the way it is. So we look at we don't have to be done about the actual Issa V'Heter. We could talk about, was there a Shinui in the Matzav of the thing, and that already takes us into the larger picture, and you're not allowed to eat it, and you're not allowed to eat it because of the Suffolk Teruvah, and then, or you might not be allowed to eat it, so then the Suffolk, then you have a Cheskos Heter that you can't treat it as Mutter, you can't eat it. Call it Hanhoga. Chazaka addresses how you deal with the chayfets. That's essentially what he says. So maybe you could say Chazaka, since you have to deal with it as asur, because you're not allowed to eat it. And then that's what we learned yesterday. Rav Shimon, in the next paragraph, he says the other way. In other words, why isn't that correct? He like said such a good svara, he wants to know why you wouldn't hold like those. He says, because I'm sorry, two paragraphs after that. He says, Omnam Shitas Hapoiskim Neged Zeh. The Betur V'Shulchan Aruch Yerideus and Mekufiyat Aleph, it says not like Toysis, you don't go Basa Chazaka. So we don't pass like Toysis and Yevamos. So I did such a good job of explaining it, he says. So why don't Sorech Levoyer, I now feel compelled to explain, but time of the Milsa should not do Hapoiskim as far as Toysis and now. Why don't the Poiskim, I did such a good job, that now I'm stuck. What do I do? So he says a very, very interesting svara. That's why I'm saying it over. It shows you like how very deep thinker. He says, even if the svara I said in Toises would be right, that's only true if you look at the ta'aruvos, at the mixture. But as you pick up each piece, and you want to know how to be misnayig with that piece, so then each piece, Avalim, I don't know, he doesn't go into Lach B'Lach. Rather, the case of Tosis is talking about Yavish B'Yavish. Lach B'Lach, we saw in Abtiva Eger, you might say, Chatich Anasus Nevela, that an Echanami. There, for sure, you could apply Cheskos Heter, because you could for sure apply Cheskos Heter, because the thing itself becomes Osir. That makes it better, not worse. The fact that Chatich Anasus Nevela makes it more possible to use Cheskos Heter. Right? Ironically, the more usur it is, the more of a shinui there is in the chayfetz, and the more you could use Cheskos Heter to say there was no shinui in case you have a suffix. Rav Shimon says as follows: Bikomokom im novo lodun al kol chaticha v'chaticha. Okay, thank you. Im novo lodun al kol chaticha v'chaticha im uterasi im lo. If you look at each chaticha in itself, if it's a chaticha muteris, so it's a chaticha asura, maybe it's what fell in, maybe what was you pick up a piece, you say, was this what was there before Heter, or is this from the Issa that fell in? What would you want to say? You want to say the matzah of the pieces of meat, let's say, in this pot. I don't know, a pot. Yavish be yavish. Okay. We're talking about the pieces of meat in this kupa. We're talking about truma there. Right? So you want to use chazaka, but when as you pick up each piece, yefshar lahatira machmas chazaka shel chesko seta shel lachatikos de meikara, because you're saying maybe this is the piece that came afterwards, maybe it's the piece that fell in that was always osur. The einu me'elo shehoyu bechesko seta. Now even if you say that you can apply chesko seta to the suffek taruvos, that's only if. Even that svara, which was such a good svara that he pasha convinced himself, and now he has to figure out why you don't say that svara. He says because even that svara is only true if you're dealing with the ta'aruvos as a whole. So you're saying there was something mutter there before, and now you have a suffix, it became osir, and now you want to say chazaka that it stays in the matzav of heter, but. But when you're done on each piece, then the original svara the Shmaitzer says is for sure true. You can't. Then the svara becomes rock solid. If you're dealing with each piece, you can't say, pick up a piece. You say, okay, I have a suffix if this is osur or mutter, so I want to put it in a cheskos heter and say that the matzav of it didn't change. As you remove each piece from the pot, from the box. So then you can't say this piece was always mutter, because it might be the piece that was always osur. It might be from the pieces that fell in. Shareyonu donen shemehi chaticha acheres shehi asura meolam ve'eno me'ele shehoyu b'chesko seter. Okay, and then he says, v'zeh ein lomer, and don't say that if you could put all the chatichas hamutores al cheskosayu huchra kol asofek. Yeah, and you can't say that because then you would have to say that all the chatichas are mutaris, but we know something fell in. Okay, that's what he says.
Let's stop here.
Interesting.
Okay, you had two pieces of meat. They weren't mixed together. They're on the table. One's kosher, one's straight. You don't know which one is which.
So you can't apply chazaka. Yeah, but you don't. Very good. And you don't apply chazaka.
That's one or two in the
there you don't know that's rather that's a conceptual taruvos. You don't know which is kosher, which is not kosher. So Yitaka cannot apply chazaka for the very reason of the Shmaitzer Svara. That would be a fantastic example of the Shmaitzer Svara. How can you apply chazaka? The mutta piece is mutta, the osa piece is osa. You just don't know which is which. There is no chazaka. You're coming up with cases that you have ways of being machriya the safek. We're talking about there's no way of being machriya the safek. There's just chazaka. You have a safek, but there's a cheskos heter. There's no other factors of rov or whatever the case is. There's no other factors. We're talking about a case, a laboratory case, where all there is a cheskos heter, maybe. So Shmaita says there's no cheskos heter in a safek taruvus. Rav Shimon has a taisus that there is. He just wants to explain Shita's taisus. So he said, Shita's taisus is that you look at. Chazaka always deals only with the matzav. I like that word. It doesn't deal with the reality of Issa v'Heter. It deals with like how you're relating to it. Like we said, the Heidenberg principle of uncertainty. It's only a question of how you're relating to it. It's not talking about the reality, mamish. There is no reality, mamish. That's what he means. We say you don't know the reality. Chazaka doesn't tell you the reality. Rov might tell you the reality. Adam tells you the reality. It's really much deeper. Torah is very deep because Adam don't really. They tell you the reality, but you don't really know the reality. I don't know if you'd be allowed to make a shvua that you know something if Adam tell you something. I don't know if you can make a shvua that you know it.
We had the case that we could. That if you trusted somebody that implicitly, that you could.
Yeah, so you're right, but I'm making an extreme example of a shvua, right? Like I swear that I know it. You're right. Maybe that's where you really believe the guy. But by two Edom, which is ultimately Exeris HaKosov, of Al Pi Shnayim Edom Yakum Dobar, I wonder if you could, like, do something like that. What?
All you can do is make a shiva that you heard the Edom. Why would you be able to do anything more than that?
Because Edom are considered a bearer of the Suffolk. They're not considered a way of dealing with the Suffolk like Rove, Chazaka, or Karov.
Edom makes it Vada. Edom makes it Vada.
Okay, I mean, I don't know. I'm giving an extreme example to bring out that point, Gufa. That it's really, that the subtleties abound. And the subtleties within subtleties within subtleties. Even something which anybody in the world will tell you, Edom make a Vadai. It's not a way of dealing with Suffolk, but they make Vadai. But by you, it's possible that the person couldn't make a Shvua that he now knows the reality. Because it ultimately is Exeris HaKosef. I love the Rambam's Lashon on that. There's a Rambam's Lashon that I always keep in mind. The Rambam says the Torah tells you to believe to aid them. The afal pi, like a very, very meaningful expression. The Rambam actually says the afal pi she'ene yodeya im emes omrim o sheker. You don't know if they're telling you don't, and he's right. You don't know if they're telling the truth or not. How do you know? You don't know.
Same as by Aiden's own. There is a custom that you have to leave the Aiden's own.
Yeah. What does that show?
I'm just saying that the...
Yeah, well, you know it's exactly... We're talking about, does the Torah direct you to... Does the Torah tell you this is the new reality? Right, like we used to talk about, let's say, the earth turning around the sun. Because that's the reality, the way we perceive it. So maybe that's the reality the Torah wants you to deal with. Right, we talk about bugs that you can't see with the naked eye. So our reality is that they're not there. That's our reality. What? Well, whichever way, it's not supposed to. I think everybody's minded now that you can't tell. That it's impossible to tell. It has to do with Einstein, and really, it has to do with all the articles I read said you really can't tell, because it really depends on from whose perspective you're talking. I don't know. Everything I've read said there really is no way of proving it, because everything's relevant. I don't know. Go Google this, you'll see. No, I don't understand it myself. I don't see the difference. I don't really care. It doesn't make a difference to me. I believe in Hashem. And I don't care if the world is 3 billion years old. It doesn't bother me in the least. As long as you believe in the Borei Olam and that Hashem created the world and that we have a timeline that starts from Friday, the day the Adam HaRishon was created, then I don't care what happened. Before that, even Friday was a kind of a weird day, because according to one medrash, they were Adam HaRishon was created and Chava was created, and they ate from the Eitz Hadas, and Cain and Hevel were born, and Cain murdered Hevel. Everything was like a packed Friday. Like
that was a long day.
It was even they probably couldn't come to the Hilchos Shabbos year. They were very busy. Really, I mean, so the medrash describes a day that's not a normal day. So what was it? It wasn't a 60-minute hour. It wasn't hours. I don't know what it was. Very strange. Because I'm willing to forget about that. But certainly it starts from Friday when Adam was created. Everybody is so busy with what happened before. We don't know what happened before. The Ramban says you don't know what happened before. The Ramban says it's impossible. There's Torah's secrets and sodos, and we don't understand what the psukim mean. So obviously, we don't understand what the psukim mean. I take the Ramban literally. He says, you know, that the pshat in Rashi's question, why does it start with Bereishis Bara Elokim, is because we have no way of understanding what went on. You read the words, you know, you can teach it to kids in cheder if they're 5 years old. can talk a teacher to them. But if you
can't understand the concept.
You don't understand what happened. You know, we don't know what happened. We don't understand how it happened. So I'm saying, if you take a literalist approach, you really, what's Ramban's problem? Hashem snapped his fingers and said, "Totsay ha'aretz deshe," and boom. But it's very, very complicated. The Ramban talks about the yuli, the ether. That Ramban understood things that way. In his door, they probably understood things that way. But he said, even now, when you read books about the Schroeder's books or all these books about, it's very hard to explain Sheshes Shmei Breishis. All the laws of physics came into being. How did things come into existence? Rashi says everything was created the first day, and it was just waiting it was just waiting, and that's why it says Totsay Ha'aretz Deshe. Like the earth already had the koach to be motzi vegetation. And on the third day, it was motzi the vegetation. Okay, anyway, what am I still about? I think the whole thing is like a red herring. What's the difference? It's not an issue, it shouldn't be an issue. The Iker is to believe that there's a Borei Olam, and that there's Shabbos, and he created the world, and the world didn't always exist, and that he created the world, and he runs the world, and he cares about the world, and he's mashgiach over the world, and he decides what happens to the world. That's all. Everything else, you know, you could write articles and books, but it doesn't matter. I don't think it matters. You learn Shara HaBachina, you see that the more that you delve into science, the more you become convinced that there's a Borei Olam. You have some kashus. The kashus pale in insignificance. Keneged, the clarity that you obtain that there's a Ribono Shel Olam. Everything is so ordered. They can shoot a rocket ship and it'll hit Mars in like 3.5 years, whatever it is. Right? That means the laws of the universe are so, of movement, of gravity, of time, are so precise that they can aim a rocket, and they, and 3 years or 3.5 years, and bullseye. Even when they hit the moon, even when they go to the moon, right? They used to be, I don't know, they didn't go to the moon in a long time. It became like boring, but there were like a lot of. It used to be like every 6 months, the space station. They have to do. They have to figure out where it's going to be. They can't just. They're not shooting an arrow and hitting a stationary target. They're talking about things that are speeding through space. Speeding. And if you miss it, like, bye-bye. Like, you ain't coming back. And if you miss Mars, who knows? You go to the next universe over. One universe over. I don't know.
I had a college professor who used to tell us the same thing, and he worked for NASA.
No, but that should be a spiral about how ordered it is, and how programmed it is, and how exact it is, you know, and how the laws, laws of nature, where the laws come from, who made up the laws, the police, who made up the laws, Star Trek, what are the laws? So I'm saying, that's the Ikka. How exactly, if you find a cockroach that was 2 billion years old, so what? It was 2 billion years old. How could it be? I don't know how. Don't worry. The Ikka is that there was a Borei Olam. Right? That should be the Ikka. Instead of all this blah, blah, blah talk, Dicker is to internalize the Borei Olam, and if there's a Borei Olam, he cares about the world, and he runs the world, and he tells us, and he has a plan. If he had a plan for everything else, he had a plan, and the plan is the Torah. That's the game plan. And if you know, now they have these pictures from Hubble. From Hubble, they made the pictures. You look on your computer, you see these most unbelievable pictures. And the whole universe is this Earth. So small, it's a little ball in space, and it's the only place where there's people. You know, they talk about life on other planets. They're not talking about green men with antennas. They're talking about like finding an amoeba. Like they didn't find that either. I'm just saying they're not talking about talk about finding water, like that would be, you know. So that, if you look at these pictures, now someone sent me a great link. I can't even describe what it is. It shows you every, like, hundreds of things and their relative size. You know, you go down to the...
You sent that out to us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Where you click, and then it describes what it is. Yeah. That's fantastic. That's so utterly fantastic. So everything is exact, and with a cheshbin, and this... And the Earth, it's on a spoil. I mean, everything, every astronaut, like, broke down in tears. I don't know, you know, they, like, see the Earth there. It's, like, surrounded by... billions of stars.
It's overwhelming.
What?
It's overwhelming.
Yeah, totally. One little ball. And really, and we're it. And B'nai Yisrael, like, that's what you have to believe. Stop worrying about how old the Earth is. That's what I feel. That's my shita. My shita is, what's the difference? And it just gives people things to write about, and to get angry about, and to get upset about, and to call people apikursim about. It's all so silly. You're not an apikurus until you say Hashem didn't create the world. Aristotle, the world always existed. It's all, we understand what happened. The Ramban says we don't understand what happened. We don't understand the first 6 days of creation. That's a Ramban! So everybody's busy explaining it. I'm an Orthodox Jew. I believe the Ramban. We can't understand it. Don't even try. Don't even try to understand it. You agree with agreements, man? No, you don't have to agree. Okay. Oh, why did this get taped? Okay, tomorrow night maybe we'll go weiter. I want to finish up. There's a few very interesting points in the other forum. Starting Sunday night, 8:45 Meyer. But it really doesn't have any nafkamina to us. We're starting Shmaitzis here 8:05. So just to let you know, we'll be going till 8:45 starting Sunday night.